When I really like something, I like to experience it more than once. If I find a book interesting, I'll read it more than once. If I love a song, I'll play it endlessly. If a movie inspires me, I'll watch it over and over. I do that. I do that because each time I do, I hear something new. I watched Field of Dreams again. Field of Dreams is about a corn farmer, Ray Kinsella, who finds himself in the middle of an unexpectedly mundane life, even though he vowed that he would lead a more inspired life than his father. One day, while alone in his cornfield, he hears a voice say, "If you build it, he will come." At first, he's completely confused about what the voice is trying to tell him, but he soon gives in to trusting this voice. He gives in to trusting the voice, even though it is a completely illogical thing to do. And he comes to realize that the voice is instructing him to build a baseball diamond that will serve as a place where forgotten dreams are fulfilled. I watched Field of Dreams again, and this time I heard something new. The voice that I heard whispered, "Just because they can't hear it, doesn't mean it isn't real. Just because they can't see it, doesn't mean it isn't there." Imagine, what if you're not so crazy after all? What if they're just not operating on the same frequency that you are? What if your pitch is just a little higher than they're ready to hear? Maybe there is such a thing as a frequency reserved just for dreamers and their dreams. I know a poet. She is beautiful and talented, and she definitely dances to the beat of her own drum. Being a poet is not such a practical thing to be, and it certainly flies in the face of convention. But no matter what people have said, no matter the opinions and the well-intended advice toward the practical, she knew that it was just a matter of time. It was just a matter of time before they would hear the voice, and just a matter of time before they would catch the vision. She realized her dream and recently toured the Midwest as a featured artist with one of the biggest legends in music history. Her name in lights, her presence bigger than life. She shined, and people caught the vision. Just because they can't hear it doesn't mean it isn't real. Just because they can't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. I know a doctor. He is bold and brilliant, and he definitely is someone who thinks outside of the box. Being a doctor who's also a revolutionary is not such a popular thing to be, and it certainly promises to raise a few eyebrows. No matter what people said or how reasonable he was asked to be, he knew that it was just a matter of time before people would hear the voice and just a matter of time before others would catch the vision. He's realizing his dream by recently breaking ground on the first cancer treatment center ever in the Caribbean. He's bringing the miracle of modern-day cancer treatment to people that have had to struggle and do without. His name is recognized as hero, and his legacy will live on and on and on. He stepped out, and people caught the vision. Just because they can't hear it doesn't mean it isn't real. And just because they can't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. I know a waiter. He's warm and charming and definitely someone who doesn't fit the mold. Being a waiter's not what he intended to be forever. Too conventional and not very practical. No matter what people said wouldn't work, no matter how unlikely they said it was, he knew it was just a matter of time before people would hear the voice, and just a matter of time before others would catch the vision. He's now the foremost authority on pet photography, and his work is in huge demand. He's delighting people worldwide and warming the hearts of many with his whimsical creations of people and their pets. People excused it as a silly hobby. People said that it wouldn't catch on. He followed his heart, and people caught the vision. And you? What do you hear in the cornfield of your creative mind? And what does your voice say to you? When people filter your idea through their own reasons and need for practicality, will you trust yourself and press on? Will you trust your instinct and follow your dream? The brother-in-law in the movie thinks that Ray should definitely sell the farm. He insists that Ray should do the practical thing, and he's certain that Ray is a certifiable crazy man because he's unwilling to conform to conventional standards. And, like Ray in the movie, the poet, the doctor, the waiter, they didn't really focus on what people would think. They were okay with seeming a little nutty. But how about you? When the questions come and the people stare, will you see it through? I've just created something totally illogical. That's what Ray Kinsella says in Field of Dreams as he stands in the middle of his baseball diamond. And there's nothing wrong with logic. Logic has its place, but what's logic got to do with dreams anyway? Dreams are meant to be special. Dreams are meant to be extraordinary. Dreams are meant to be chased. And if you build it, they will come. Today, take a stand for your own field of dreams and realize that, like the practical brother-in-law and the neighbors watching on the sidelines, there will always be those people in our lives who have the best intentions, but just have not quite tuned into your dream frequency yet. But by the end of the movie, the brother-in-law, the neighbors, they saw it too. They eventually caught the vision. Today, trust your voice and follow your dream. Today, understand that just because they don't get it, doesn't mean it can't be done. Go a little crazy, think outside the box, dance to the beat of your own drum, and make it happen today. And so what? You may have to wait for them to catch up. But if you build it, they will come. It's just a matter of time.